The markets were closed today in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 18th day of January. Thanks, as always, for being here. The number one job in the U.S. that pays over 100 grand a year, we'll share. Not going to the Super Bowl? You're saving big money. We've got two car company stories today. Childcare costs are out of control, and that is disrupting families. The Peloton brand is having some issues. The problem? Too much success. Also today, Deborah Renner from Tarot International with a tool to help you make those tough personal or professional decisions. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Tarot International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. AURION.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can reach us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. While banks, markets, and government offices were closed today, we also learned that Ford Motor Company is closing another plant, this time in Germany, due to a lack of semiconductor chips. CNN is reporting the U.S. automaker said it would idle its factory in Saarlouis, Germany, from today until February 19 because of the chip shortage and weak demand. The plant makes Ford's most popular car in Europe. It's the Focus, and it employs around 5,000 workers. Ford was forced to close an SUV plant in Louisville, Kentucky last week. Why? Well, because of the shortage of semiconductors. But the shutdown in Germany suggests the problem, which is affecting car makers around the world, could get worse before it gets better. So what job do you think is in high demand and also pays over 100 grand a year? Well, U.S. News & World Report has the answer, and it is a physician assistant, median salary of $112,000 a year. The required education is a master's degree, followed by software developer at $107,000 a year, requiring a bachelor's degree. And in case you're interested, a nurse practitioner makes $110,000 a year and requires a master's degree. Medical health and service manager, that's $100,000 a year, requiring a bachelor's. I got to tell you the truth. It was football weekend at our home this past weekend as the divisional playoffs took place and some thrilling games were had. I mean, really good stuff, right? But let's look forward to the Super Bowl. And Go Banking Rates has added up the money that you're going to save by not going to the game and more likely not having a big Super Bowl party. So let's get started. Going to the Super Bowl in person means going all out. How all out? Let's start with tickets. With far fewer seats available because of COVID-19 protocols, the average ticket price is currently, get this, listed at $12,800 per Vivid seats. Hotel, you got to stay someplace, right? The average price for two adults to stay a week in the Tampa area is roughly $1,800. You got to get there, right? Well, ticket prices are sure to go up as the game gets closer, but right now, an average flight ticket from New York City to Tampa is $350. Then you got to buy stuff while you're there. The average price for a hot dog and beer is $16 at Raymond James Stadium. We'll adjust for some Super Bowl-sized inflation and say that two people can order a hot dog and a beer for $50. You got to park it, maybe? The average parking price near Raymond James Stadium is $25. Factor in a typical price gouging for the big game, and we'll guesstimate about $45. Merchandise. Got to have that Super Bowl game jersey. That's going to be $120. So you add it all up, the total for two people, $28,100. What about having a big bash at your home? Well, it's probably not recommended this year because of COVID-19 protocols. But if you were to spend this year like you spent in prior years, let's tick down those costs. You know, the cost of catering a party, That varies widely. But roaminghunger.com says the estimate is about $20 a person. If you're having 25 people at the party, it's going to cost you $500. Got to have decorations, right? Cocktail napkins, plates, decorations. So budget $100. Then cleanup services. Charges about $25 an hour unless you're throwing a knockdown drag out. That's going to be $50 an hour. Big new screen TV. Remember that big screen TVs go on sale right before the Super Bowl, so you might get a better deal. You can score an 82-inch Samsung TV for $1,700 at Best Buy right now. Thought you should know that. So add that up. That's a total of $2,300. Finally, how about heading to the local sports bar if it's open? That, just for two people, according to Go Banking Rate, will cost you about $140 if you can get a seat and actually hear the game. Home. Yeah, sounds pretty good, doesn't it? While U.S. markets were closed today, European markets were not. And today, according to CNBC, the world's fourth largest car maker rallied on its first day of trade. Stellantis, the product of the $52 billion merger between Fiat Chrysler and Peugeot, was well received by European investors. Shares of the carmaker climbed 7.5% by afternoon trade following its launch on stock markets in Milan and in Paris. The stock will launch in New York when Wall Street opens tomorrow. Staying with cars for a moment, according to CNBC, Tesla has reportedly started delivering locally produced Model Y crossovers in China, marking another milestone for the electric car maker in the world's largest vehicle market. Deliveries of the China-produced crossover began today, but it's unclear how many Model Y vehicles were delivered or whether they were delivered to employees or to retail customers. Tesla is not speaking at this point. China, the world's largest electric vehicle market, is critically important to Tesla and its growth plans. The company wants to increase its vehicle sales volume from about 500,000 last year to 20 million annually over the next decade. Childcare costs, already high before the pandemic, have hit some really expensive highs. The COVID-19 crisis is costing center-based childcare providers an extra 41% annually per child. That's $14,000 up from about $10,000 pre-pandemic. The spike in costs for these care providers impacts households with children younger than five especially hard. Those increased costs come from a host of areas, from increasing distancing that cuts down on the amount of children cared for, to protective equipment and new sanitation procedures. And those costs, well, they're passed on to parents. The higher costs have had many parents reducing hours at work or quitting altogether, saying the cost of care is just too high and they opt to become their own full-time caregivers. Once again, no trading today on Wall Street. The markets will open again tomorrow. And finally, there is this. Once derided as an expensive extravagance, Peloton's exercise bikes and treadmills boomed in popularity due to the pandemic as gyms shuttered and stay-at-home orders became standard. The New York Times writes that the company was ill-equipped to cope with the surge in popularity. So what's going on? Well, increasingly enraged customers are waiting months to receive exercise equipment they've forked out up to $2,000 for. Peloton's social media accounts are now a beacon for outrage about delayed deliveries and always hopeful conversations with customer service representatives. The fallout is now hurting the overall brand, and that could move buyers to something other than Peloton. Coming up, and just a click away, it's the new year, and perhaps you've been struggling with a personal or professional decision. We've got some great news. Deborah Renner is the Chief Learning Officer for Taro International, and she's going to share with you a tool you can use right away to help you make those tough decisions. This is really good stuff, and thanks for listening.